Thanks for tuning in to the Freedom Experiment. This is Rodney Smith. It is May 15, 2014. And today, I just wanted to talk about Michael Sam and the media and the coverage of a lot of events that transpire, you know, every day that the media covers. First, with Michael Sam, I think it's a great thing that he was able to come out before he was actually even drafted and say that he was a gay African-American man that's attempting to play professional football. I think this is courageous because in the past, the most recent past, and probably currently, there are a lot of males that use homosexual slurs towards other men that may not be aggressive or seem to be aggressive or may seem to be not tough as other males. So usually the derogatory term directed towards people that don't seem very aggressive or strong is a homosexual slur, like being called a fag or gay, something to that effect. So the mere fact that an African American who traditionally have shunned other homosexuals because of the historical background of the black church, and many Christians believe that God really does not like homosexuality. So a lot of people in the black church, you know, stay away from talking about homosexuality. And those that do openly talk about homosexuality usually talk about it in a negative light and say that, you know, the Bible says that, you know, it's wrong to be homosexual, or whatever it is that people say negative about religion and homosexuality. So because, you know, traditionally blacks have been grown up in have grown up with Baptist churches and other Christian denomination churches, black people usually stay away from homosexuality. So that's one thing that Michael Sam had to fear, is other blacks not really supporting him because of his choice of sexual orientation. And then the other thing is that males use homosexuality as a negative thing to talk about somebody's manhood, their ability to do their job. They want to say that if a man shows emotion or cries or, you know, complains a lot, that they may be gay or homosexual, and that is something that is viewed as negative amongst other men. And I think this has to change. So for me, for people to say this is not a courageous step is just ridiculous, because he's going to play one of the most violent sports in America that's full of, I think, over 70% African-American males who have come from other African-American families that were grown up, that grew up with the church in the background, that do not look at homosexuality as progressive as some other people may. So just those two things about being African-American, entering in a sport full of men that use homosexuality as a negative thing, is pretty frightening. So for Michael Sam to come out and do that, I think is pretty courageous. And as far as the media, a lot of people in the media think that they can dictate what people say and how they say it. And I totally disagree with that. Just because you're in the media, you've been given a platform to say whatever it is you want to say. That doesn't mean that other people, including athletes, can't say what they want to say. Or, you know, the media will make the argument that if athletes do say what they want to say, that they got to be ready to face the backlash from whatever it is they say. So I just think more athletes need to come out and speak, kind of like Richard Sherman and Ryan Clark with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think they do a great job of expressing what other players want to express, and they do it in such an eloquent way. And I think there's other athletes out there that can speak just as well as Richard Sherman and Ryan Clark from the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I just think that players, we have to come out and speak more. The media can't tell you what to say and how to say it. Everybody needs to be authentic and respect other people when they speak. Again, this is Rodney Smith with the Freedom Experiment, and those are my thoughts on Michael Sam and the media.